You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Is This What We Deserve? Is the song by Matimatiman Kucha Edwards. It's a powerful song that questions the plight of First Nations people since colonization. A song I personally believe best reflects the feelings of many on this day, January 26. Now, legendary Kucha Edwards has just joined me to talk about this song and what it really means. Kucha, hi and welcome to NITV Radio again.
How are you, Bertrand?
I'm very good, very good, Kucha. Now, we're catching up today on January 26th to talk about your song, Is This What We Deserve? A song that I personally believe really poses the feelings and reflects the significance of January 26th. Is what happened really what First Nations people deserve?
That's the beauty in that song, is it's not making a statement, it's posing a question. And the listener or the audience has to interpret it the way that they want to interpret it. And if they feel that Aborigines have been hard done by, well, hopefully the song enters their spirit. But with anything, you need negative and positive. And some people might go away thinking that, Aborigines get this and Aborigines get that. And, well, it's not about me persuading him either way, it's about me posing the question. And that's what that song is really all about. We've been here since time began. Our ancestors put prints spread right across this land. We are but caretakers of this sacred land. Is this what we deserve? And that's, I remember singing that at Queen Elizabeth Hall on the Thames in London, and singing to the British, who in effect created a new tomorrow. There had been visitors to this country way before 1788, but the British seemed to think that this place was uninhabited. And we know now, in the year 2022, that it was inhabited by our people. So
yeah,
take what you want from that statement, Bertrand.
Yeah, you say you can take the positive or negative. When you see what happened past that day, you say it's the beginning, it's a new tomorrow. But that new tomorrow is horrific. It's subjugation.
Hasn't been a good new tomorrow, Bertrand?
Yeah, it's a terrible new tomorrow.
All I'm trying to do, and many other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander musicians, all our role is to, in a sense, put a mirror up in front of non-Aboriginal Australia and show them what they really look like and act. And if they don't like what they see, I think it's about time they changed their attitude to taking on that notion of a better tomorrow. We can't make them do it, Bertrand. They need to find that within themselves. And some people, I believe that you either have empathy or you don't. You're either born with it or you haven't got it. But over time, hopefully, people who have not a softer side, hopefully sitting and having the conversation with an Aboriginal person, their perspective changes. Do you know what I mean? And yeah.
This is a song you said a bit earlier. It's a question, not a statement, that you had the opportunity to ask while touring the UK in the Queen's backyard, the person who symbolizes this.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
In the Queen's backyard, and I didn't even know how I got into her backyard, but yeah, I was with the Black Arm Band at the time, And we got the opportunity to perform at the LIFT Festival, London International Festival of Theatre. And to perform in such an iconic venue, and I remember I was in one of those black cabs driving around England, and went across London Bridge and went across, and I went past Parliament House, and the House of Commons and went past Downing Street in this black cab. And then all of a sudden, I get out of the black cab, and while I'm doing all that, I'm with a documentary team who were filming everything. And got out of the cab, and I went to pay the cabbie, and I looked at his ID. And on his ID, it said his name was John Howard, and my jaw dropped, because I had been talking about a very particular John Howard, the former, you know. Well, anyway, I was talking about a different John Howard and talking in a negative way about the former Prime Minister of Australia. And he said, I know you wasn't having a go at me, big fella, you know. And yeah, but it was a very funny moment and a very poignant moment that the guy who was driving the London cab, his name was John Howard, but I think he had more respect for me in the probably 40 minutes I was in his cab than the certain other John Howard has had for Aboriginal people and the place in which he now lives and has lived all his life and will die here and be buried here. I think the cabbie has more respect for Aboriginal people in the 40 minutes that I was in his cab than John Howard himself, the former Prime Minister, has. I can't speak for John Howard, the former Prime Minister, but actions speak louder than words, Bertrand, and what he has instigated upon Aboriginal people, especially Aboriginal men, is so disheartening and disrespectful to Aboriginal men.
Yeah.
But he's got to live with that, Bertrand.
Well, that was a few years back. Much has happened since, and that was before the apology. And we know John Howard's stance back then. Other prime ministers have come, and now we're catching up today on a specific day. Once again, I have to remind our listeners, we're catching up on January 26th for some, Australia Day, Invasion Day for others, Day of Mourning for others. What's your personal reflection on
this? I refer to the day of Survival Day. It's about our survival. It's not about and people have their own term of reference. I refer to the day as Survival Day, and that's referring to us as Aboriginal people. That's not referring to the invader, and that's not referring to Australia Day. This place was not known as Australia when they came here. So I don't refer to it as Australia Day. I don't refer to it as Invasion Day. I know that people call it that. Personally, I call it Survival Day because that's referring to us as Aboriginal people. And so it's about the survival of my people, our people. And it's a day that I do reflect, Bertrand. It's an uncomfortable day for me.
Yeah,
and I look deeply. I'd look deeply within myself, and it's not an easy day to wake up to.
Yeah,
but I go to sleep at the end of the day, at the end of that day, and I move on to the next.
Yeah.
Because that's all I can really do, Bertrand. It's a very poignant day. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And I can fully understand the feeling, especially a survivor of the Stolen Generations as well. So something that was brought onto you as a consequence of this day that we are going through today. Now, before I let you go, would you have a message or something to add to the conversation?
Yeah, to all the mob out there, I hope the day doesn't unsettle your spirit. And if it does, just remember that this is what our ancestors copped way back when. And we've been fighting ever since for our right to walk on this country with pride and dignity and respect of the law, the culture, the language, our ancestry, our connection to this place. And don't be daunted by the naysayers and the people who are full of disrespect, remembering that their connection to this place is only maybe 8 generations. Ours is, we don't need to determine or proclaim our connection to this place because we know it not intellectually. Ours is a spiritual connection to this place. But stand strong, stand proud, and stay safe, especially in these COVID times. And all the strength to you. And I'll see you around the traps. And it's sad that Share the Spirit isn't going ahead this year, but we've always got tomorrow to look forward to. But stay safe, stay strong, and take care.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.